Hello.
Hey, is that Hugo in?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Hugo, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Do you got a few minutes? Is it a good time? Did I catch you at a good time?
Yeah, no, sure.
Okay, good. I got your email web registration here, and just wanted to touch base with you and see exactly what you were looking for.
Okay.
Were you looking for equipment or capital?
No, capital.
Okay, and how much were you looking for?
$150.
Okay. And what are you going to be using that money for?
Basically, it's we're a logistic company, import-export.
Okay.
So we have several different clients, and the problem we have is we're after a couple of big clients with a lot of transportation movement.
Okay.
And basically, we pay to our vendors at 7-day or 15-day, and our clients pay us at 30 days.
Got
so
it.
That's going to be a really tight situation for cash flow.
Got it. Okay, so you guys will get paid 30 days later. Get paid 30 days later. And you could so basically, you need the money for cash flow.
Yeah.
Until you get paid.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, with it being such a short turnaround, are you looking to borrow it and pay it back right away, or do you want to kind of take a couple years to pay it back? What were you thinking?
No, the idea was to take a couple of years so we can keep it
in your bank account.
In the cash flow, because let's say this is not a short-term project that I'm going to get it back, and that's going to be the end of it. So it's going to be something continuous. So, of course, once you move the ball, it's not a big deal. But if we go after somebody else, that's going to be a problem. So the idea will be to inject it into the cash flow and leave it there.
Absolutely. Cool. Okay, so if you were able to get the 150, what would you say, let's say it took you 15 months to 2 years to pay it back, what do you think the return would be? Like, if you're able to get 150, will that help grow your business? And what do you think the profits would be on that?
That's a good question, but it should be at least around 10 to 15% minimum.
Okay. 10 to 15% minimum. Cool. All right. And what'd you guys do in sales last year?
If I recall correctly, because I'm not at the office right now, but it was I think it was 2.9.
Okay, 2.9. Yeah. And this year you guys are probably what, trending the same, flat?
No, it should be over that.
Oh, okay, you're trending over. Good. Trending over. Perfect. How long you guys been in business for?
6 years.
And are you 100% owner, Hugo, or is it you and someone else?
No, it's somebody else.
Okay. Who's the owner? 50-50. Okay, so you own 50 and your partner owns 50.
No, I'm just the manager.
Oh, you're just a manager.
I wish it was, but no, I'm just a manager.
Okay. So the two owners are featured. So you were inquiring on behalf of the owners.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, once this goes through, they will be signing and all that.
Okay, perfect. Let me see here. So do you guys currently have any other capital loans out right now?
No.
Okay. Have you taken out a working capital loan before?
Nope.
Okay.
And we're taking for equipment and to purchase the warehouse that we're in.
Okay. Now, and I don't know if you know this, but do you happen to know if the owner's credits is, if their credit, personal credit is good or bad?
I think one of them is good. The other one, I'm not too sure because he's a Mexican citizen.
Okay, got it. Okay, so he doesn't have a social then?
No, he does have. He does.
Oh,
have
he one. Does. He does. Okay, so they both have socials.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay, and what about? Do you know if there's any bankruptcies or tax liens on
no.
the business?
No, they're not.
Okay. Good. And how soon were you guys looking to bring this money on?
It doesn't have to be right away, tomorrow or the next day, but as soon as possible, that'll give us the confidence to start moving. to pressure the new business, but it doesn't have to be immediately.
Okay, so you guys are not like dying for.
No, we're not. We're not desperate for it. No.
Good, good. Okay. Well, it definitely seems like, you know, we can assist you. I know you guys were looking for 150, but just kind of, you know, listening to your response to some of these questions here, I'm guessing that I can get you guys anywhere between 250 to 350,000. That's just based off what you guys do in sales, how long you've been in business, and assuming that the owner's credits is okay. It doesn't have to be great. But I know you're looking for that 150, and I don't see that being a problem at all. Does that sound okay? If we could get you more, would you guys be interested in that, or is it just the 150 and that's all you need?
No. So like somebody told me, there's never enough money when you're trying to grow a business.
So absolutely.
Of course, if we have more, we can be more aggressive and we can look for more clients faster than if we have to rely on our own capital, you know, doing the business. So yeah, if we can get more, I don't see a problem with it. That's as long as it's in between our payment terms that we can comply. So.
Okay. So do you guys have your own trucks there that you guys use, or do you guys have independent contractors?
No, independent contractors. We are a broker.
Okay, you're a broker. And are you guys in-state or interstate?
No, it's we do all the way from Canada to the border, because the biggest amount of our clients are in Mexico, and we are the U.S. custom broker, and we are also the Mexican custom broker. So we do the importation into Mexico and then ship it directly to their mine sites or their sites. So we move the freight from Canada or the U.S. to the border and then into Mexico.
Okay, I see. Okay, so you don't own any of the trucks. They're all subcontractors,
nope.
Basically.
Yes.
Okay, and are they? Do you know if they're all sleepers or?
Yeah, most of them there. I'll say 90% at least, because okay. They're long hauls. They're nothing short.
Okay, like do cross state lines and even cross. So you guys do cross Canada and Mexico. You're basically all North America.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good, good. Okay, I'm just taking down some notes here, trying to make sure that we can definitely help you out. We help out many logistic companies. It's, you know, I would say it's almost like 25% of our business is logistic companies and trucking companies. So we're able to get you guys some funding. To be upfront with you, the longest term that I think I could get you approved for is about 2 years. Does that sound like it would work?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now, what I would need from you guys is a short one-page application. Basically, I need a signature from each of the owners on there, just giving us the okay. And then there's going to be a short list of documents that we need, which I can send to you in an email. But just to tell you, it's 6 months of bank statements and then your most recent tax return. Did you guys file 2015?
No, not yet. We did an extension on it, but yeah, not yet.
But
next month it should be done, but we already have.
Got it. So you got the extension. But do you have 2014?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So what's a good email? Actually, I have the email here. I have hdominguez@lumar.com, L-U-E-M-A-R.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Perfect. So what I'll do, Hugo, is I'll send you the list and the application of what I would need filled out. As soon as you guys get that paperwork into me, I can get you an answer here in about 24 hours. And then you can kind of discuss with the owners, you know, what they want to do when I come back with the amount and terms. And then we can take it from there.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. When would you like me to follow up with you if I don't hear back from you soon?
Give me at least 3 days, because like I said, one of the owners is in Mexico.
Okay.
So I'll probably, today is Monday, I'm going to be there, I have to be there for the 21st for our meeting, so by the 22nd, by Friday.
Okay.
If by Friday you don't hear from me, if you can follow up, we'll take it from there.
Absolutely, I'll do that. And what's the number to this one right here?
This is my cell number, so this is on 24 hours today.
Perfect. All right, Hugo. You want to take my number down, Hugo, in case you need to get a hold of me?
Sure. Give me just a second. Let me get you.
Sure.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's 858 8867. And my name is Jeremiah.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, Hugo. Well, I'll go ahead and send that email over to you in about 5-10 minutes. Like I said, if I don't hear from you Friday, I'll give you a ring and we'll take it from there.
Sounds perfect.
All right, thanks, Hugo.
Okay, thank you, Jeremiah.
You're welcome. Bye.